good morning. Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. Happy 4th of July weekend to you. My name is Dean. I'm the lead pastor here at LifePoint and do the majority of teaching at the Lewis Center campus. And this past weekend at Lewis Center, we looked at the beginning of Luke chapter 16. We're going to look at the end of the chapter here in a couple of weeks. But you know, the beginning of Luke 16 is the parable of the unjust steward, one of the most difficult parables, I think, to interpret. So I brought our core team. Core is one of the classes in the LifePoint launch pathway. So I brought our core team up on stage just to talk about some things like, hey, what do you think whenever you look at a parable? And, you know, a parable from Jesus's perspective was a story with a single point. So that means you're going to disagree about certain ideas in the narrative, maybe of the story at times in the parable. For example, in Luke chapter 16, the unjust steward, the steward cheats his boss out of money. Jesus is not advocating that. Rather, it's a story with a single point. And the point of the parable is that we make wise, eternal investments. And that really lines up with a lot of the things that we've been talking about in this series. Things like, our lives should be one big thank you note, that generosity becomes the natural outflow of our lives because we want to fight entitlement, that because of the intercession of Jesus, there's no such thing as a wasted prayer. He either answers the prayer that we have made or the one that we should have made. Remember that line by J.I. Packer, that he fixes our prayers on the way up because he represents us in heaven. The gospel makes us humble and it makes us bold all at the same time. Humble because we're all sinners, but at the same time bold because God's love trumps our sin. So we're humble in front of God, but we can be bold in front of others because we know who we are. That's the idea of this series, that the gospel calls us to a life that is above the labels that we attach to ourselves and that others attach to us. So in this parable, it's, you know, my dad used to say two wrongs don't make a right. Like, it feels like there's two wrongs in there. And from a narrative perspective, that's accurate. But when Jesus teaches a parable, it's a story with one point. And the point in the story is that the manager goes from being very careless to being very careful. And Jesus's point is you need to apply careful wisdom as you look at and think about eternity, that heaven is the ultimate landing spot for the Christian. Heaven is the ultimate end, but heaven is an eternal relationship with Christ, and that begins now. So we have this relationship with God now that we begin to invest in. We begin to invest our time and energy and resources. But what Jesus says from the parable is that you and I cannot serve two masters. And the other master that we are, that we're contrasted with serving other than Jesus is money. And, you know, we talked about this yesterday with Jeff and Beth. I thought they made great points, gave great perspective on the parable, and then really the point of the parable, which is that eternity is of much greater value than life here and now. Things that that are of eternal worth are worth more. So generosity becomes the natural outflow of our lives. We want to share our financial resources. We want to do that through the context of the local church because that's the entity that God has given us to make a difference in the world. So we want to invest as our church is able then to invest in the world. So out of that, let me say first, thank you to you for the ways that you do invest, for the ways that you do share, and then call us and challenge us to increasing greater levels of generosity with the things, the resources that God puts in front of us. We want the relationship that starts now, that you can invest in today on your way towards spending eternity with Christ. So I'm going to pray that for us today, and then I want to give you the opportunity to pray. God, we pray out of that sense that our lives are one big thank you note. God, we want to be generous people, not because you need it, but because we need it, and because there's joy in it. So God, I pray that you'll help us to experience the joy of giving, the joy of generosity, the joy of seeing your mission accomplished through your church. We'll have opportunities today to be generous, God, with our time, with our gifts. I pray, God, that we'll see others the way that you see them. Please empower us by your Spirit. It's in your name we pray. Now you take the opportunity to pray.